It's the first time China has revealed a specific timetable for the country's football industry development. Published by the country's top economic planner on Monday, the plan will be carried out in three stages, aiming to make China a first-class football power by the mid-21st century. First, a foundation for the sport will be laid by 2020, helping football grow some serious roots here in China. In phase two, the organization hopes that Chinese football will become the major focus for the country's athletic interests between 2021 and 2030. The last part of the plan, which spans the following 20 years, will see the country go all out to realize the goal of being a top-class football nation. Ning Xianpeng with the College of Management at Beijing Sports University says the plan has gained much attention by stressing China's football development at the grassroots level.
Unlike previous plans, this one reiterates that football development should rely on society. To be precise, it aims to meet the general public's needs to play football. This includes the guarantee of enough playing fields, time and fans. In the past, we focused more on football performance, but this time, the plan really concerns the grassroots level.
Based on the new plan, the number of schools with a specialty in football will reach 20,000 by 2020. By then, there will be over 30 million primary and middle school students who often play football. The grassroots level development was echoed by sports commentator Ji Ning at Winning Media.
I think the core of Chinese football industry remains at the grassroots level. This requires us to have enough junior players, play fields, coaches, football schools, as well as support from educational authorities. Meanwhile, it will bring opportunities for startup firms whose business is related to sports, especially football industries.
Looking forward, Ji Ning says the key lies in how to implement the mid- and long-term plans in different provinces and departments.
There should be detailed guidance to carry out the plan, and guidance must prioritize the grassroots level companies and organizations in the football industry. This includes the implementation of tax-free policies, land policies, as well as enough funding for football education and junior players.
Back in 2011, the then Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping went on record expressing his three wishes for Chinese football: to qualify for another World Cup, to host a World Cup, and to win a World Cup championship. China is now among the last 12 teams in the Asian zone qualification for the Russian World Cup. It is the first time for the Chinese team to reach the final stage of qualification since its maiden appearance at the 2002 World Cup. As such, hope for China's second World Cup attendance has been sparked nationwide. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.